Hello, and welcome to Maximize Your Strengths with certified strengths coach, Alyssa Dare Nelson. In this culture focused on weakness fixing, Strengths Finder 2.0 is the answer to explosive business growth and strong relationships. It's time to maximize your strengths.
Well, hey, welcome to episode 110 of Maximize Your Strengths. I'm your host, Alyssa Dare Nelson. If you're looking to achieve your potential, leverage all the things that make you amazingly you, and turn those things into success, this is the podcast for you. Now, you might notice I'm actually talking just a little bit quieter than I usually do. I actually have a sleeping child in my office with me, which is the joy of owning a business and being a mom and all of those other roles all at once. This is what I talk about, being in harmony with your business, right? Doing kind of all of the things. You don't have to compartmentalize your business always. So bear with me on my softer voice today. I really think this is going to be an awesome episode with lots and lots of really good stuff for you. So this summer, I've traveled to more conferences and events than I ever have in the past. Traveling to events is something I've encouraged you to do before on the podcast, and I wanted to do an episode specifically on the pros and possibly some of the cons of how you might approach these traveling conferences, events with your different themes leading. So we're not going to dive into each of the different strength themes, but we are going to talk about overarching ideas of how you might implement certain domains, etc., with your personality, with your strengths leading. So my goal at the beginning of this year was to attend one event every month this whole year of 2017. The summer has been full of amazing trips, all with different audiences, focuses, formats, and I got a ton of value from them, and I want you to have similar experiences. Because traveling and conferencing is a different kind of learning and networking than local networking and conferences, educational events, etc., I thought it might be helpful to share all of my experiences and lessons, especially through, again, that strength lens. So let me give you a quick rundown of just what the last couple of months has looked like for me. So in July, I went to the Gallup Strength Summit in Omaha, Nebraska, which was all things Strengths Finder, and it was absolutely amazing. Then in August, back to back, I first went to Podcast Movement 2017 in Anaheim, and then I went to the Quantum Leap Mastermind Retreat in Cleveland, Ohio. That was a 9-day venture. I'm going to touch more on that on my Facebook Live on Friday. So join me on my Facebook Live, and I'll share a little bit more about that at the end of the podcast, how to access, etc. It's going to be on my Facebook page, Dare Success Coaching. Then lastly, I just got back from the New Media Summit in San Diego, which was a totally different kind of event than I've ever been to before. Really had no idea what to expect, and it was absolutely freaking amazing. It was awesome. And so now next up, this coming weekend, I am going out to Denver for the Polkadot Powerhouse Conference, and which I actually get to keynote at, which is going to be fun. And then the weekend after that, I'm going to Converted 2017, which is right here in the Twin Cities in Minnesota. And I can't wait for that. Then finally, in November, I'm going to another amazing event, the Best Year Ever Blueprint in San Diego. And this is Hal Elrod and John Berghoff's event, annual event, and I can't wait. It's going to be absolutely spectacular. So needless to say, that's just what I've done in the last few months here. So I have a thing or two to share about how to choose events, and then how to leverage those events, how to really get the most out of them. So let's dive in. I'm going to start with the top three reasons I believe that you should make it a priority to go to at least two conferences a year. And I really truly mean that, at least two. If you can only afford one, you know what? Room up with a friend or two or three or four. You can make your lodging super, super affordable just by grabbing a roommate or two. You can also pack your breakfast or snacks or, you know, anything else like that in order to save on expenses if finances are tight. But please, please make it a priority to find two. So here's my number one top reason why I think you should do this. Number one, getting outside of your bubble. Even if you network and build relationships locally and you have online friends that maybe you even chat back and forth with on a daily basis who might be in the same line of work, etc., it is so important to see how others do their business. The attendees at these conferences are eager, they're motivated, and will inspire to think differently and think bigger. In a nutshell, if you're stuck, you will get unstuck, you will find new ideas, you will be able to just grow your business because you will think in a different dimension on a different line. Number two, new relationships. I think I beat this one to death on pretty much a weekly basis on the podcast, but I'll go ahead and do it again because I think it's really important. The best of the best go to conferences. They are hosts, they're speakers, they're breakout speakers, they're featured trainers, they're attendees. I have met and created relationships with all kinds of influencers from John Lee Dumas to Pat Flynn, Hal Elrod, Jeff Hoffman, who is the founder of Priceline.com. He's a billionaire, for crying out loud, Amy Porterfield, Dana Malstaff, and those are just a few of the names you might recognize. Some of my favorite friendships have started at conferences, but flourished afterwards. I cannot even begin to explain the value of putting yourself in the space of others who are crushing it. This is not to get their autograph or to get their picture, although that is not a bad idea, and I always forget, should do that more. This is not a fanboy or a fangirl exercise. You get to see, A, that they are people too. They're not somehow superhuman. They're just further down the path, and they've done some things really, really right. Emulate the people you respect. Adjust for you, but get in their space. Meet them, talk to them, find out what they're doing, learn from them. B, collaboration. From relationships that began at conferences, I've been invited to speak and to train with all sorts of different people. I've been invited into different circles. I've been invited onto other podcasts, and I've been able to do the same for others. Great minds together make magic. But if you're not in the room, that magic can't happen. It's possible to forge these relationships with email outreach, but it's easier, it's more effective, and longer lasting when the connection is made in person. So number three, and this may be obvious, but there are people who choose conferences and such strictly for the relationship aspect. I do want you to choose your conference based on what you need to learn. What is the education that you need in your business right now? What you learn at conferences can completely shift your business completely. I know I've had a couple of major shifts in my business this summer just based on the conferences that I have gone to. So go, but go with the intention of actually learning something, not just connecting with the people who might be there, although I truly believe that that is so powerful. So how you decide on and prepare for the conferences that you're going to be going to can definitely be influenced by your strengths. I'm not going to run through all 34 themes, but I encourage you to look at this from the perspective of the four domains. So the four domains of strength themes are relationship building, influencing themes, executing themes, and thinking themes. So relationship building themes and influencing themes are people related. Relationship building is one-on-one. Influencing is you influencing over or with a larger group of people. Executing and thinking, those kind of go self-explanatory, but executing is how you get things done. And the thinking is strategic thinking, deep thinking, all of the themes that include thinking. Okay. So on the relationship building and influencing domains, you want to ask yourself questions like this. Who is going to be there or who is likely to be at this conference? So I really encourage you to look beyond the speakers. Who is the conference sponsored by? Who is the conference hosted by? Who will the attendees be? How big will the event be? If large events freak you out, can you choose either a smaller event or find a way to make it feel smaller? In the executing and thinking domains, what can you learn and can it be implemented? Are the speakers chosen primarily for entertainment or for training? Will there be collaboration partners there? Are there going to be masterminds there? Are there going to be breakout sessions where you can chat with other people and really dive in and figure out, you know, how are you doing this? How can I do this? What are the things that you can actually take away? Is there a lot of meat to the conference? Because that's important too. So I am actually going to take a moment, and I've never done this on the podcast before. I've actually kept it very, very sort of sponsor free, but I want to take a moment and sponsor myself, my business, Dare Success Coaching, because even if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you still may not know exactly how you're wired to thrive, how to be effective, how to save time, how to increase your energy, whether you're thinking about this from about conferences or in your day-to-day business. So starting in October, I am launching my very first group coaching course. This is the content that I've been doing one-on-one for 3 years now, but I'm now going to be forming it into a more affordable way for a whole group, and I'm really, really excited about it. The course is called The Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur, and that's going to kick off in October, October 25th. So you'll hear more about it in the next couple of weeks, but please get geared up. I'm super excited to be able to offer this 7-week course. You'll finish up the year strong and be able to jump into 2018 with clarity and with confidence, and no better way to start a fresh new year than like that. So, okay, back to the topic at hand. Let's hop back in to the top 4 things that you can do to optimize the value of the conferences that you attend. Number 1. Set your intention before you go, whether it's to connect with certain people, learn certain skills or tactics, draw something into your life and your business, set it. We have 2 billion bits of information coming in at us at any given time. And when we're in a brand new environment with lots of things going on, as happens at conferences, we can get overloaded. And we have our mental sort of bodyguards that let certain things in and don't let other things in. And so, you know, these mental bodyguards, they filter things out and filter things in. When you set your intention, you let those little bodyguards know what you want to welcome in, and you will begin to notice it, welcome it in. The law of attraction will be powerful when you set your intention for the conferences. Okay, so set your intention before you go and review it every night before you go to bed. Number 2, experience as much as you possibly can while honoring your energy. I myself, with my woo, my positivity, and my strategic leading, go into what I call conference mode. I stay up late. I get not as much sleep as I should. I go to as many events as I can, sponsored events and inside, you know, the meetups and all of those things. I go to all of those things as much as humanly possible. I talk to as many people as possible while still making a real connection with each person. Now, on the spectrum of introvert to extrovert, I am on the extrovert side. That energizes me. That gives me a lot of energy to go to those things and connect with all of those people. If you're an introvert, even hearing me say all of that makes you tired. So if you're an introvert, it's totally cool. You can still get a ton of value out of the conferences. Take the time that you need to recharge, but be strategic about it. Are there sessions that you can bypass without missing out on important learning? Can you give yourself a curfew? Can you go to outside events with the clear intention on who you want to connect with or what you want to get out of that outside event, and then go home? Go back to your hotel room. You know, if you are someone who really needs your time alone, it may be really prudent to get your own hotel room. It's more expensive, but you might find yourself getting much more value because you've taken the time to just be alone. Whether you're an introvert or whether you're an extrovert, be present and soak it all in. All right, number 3, follow up. If you can get the contact info on the spot at the conference of the people that you're connecting with, do so. Keep a pen with you and jot a note or two down right on his or her own card. Take a picture with them and text it to them or Facebook it to them right away so that you make that connection immediately. And that will help to make it stick in your mind. Because even if you think you're going to remember, chances are pretty good that your brain will be fried by the time you get home. Ladies and gents, this is where I am definitely challenged, in part because I connect with a lot of people and in part because I'm just pretty darn exhausted by the time I get home and I need a few days to recoup. So if I don't take those notes right there and then, oftentimes I will unfortunately miss it. So that's one area that I need to continue to work on to give myself some skills and some tools to equip me for better follow-up. Okay, number four, and this one is super, super important because it's something that happens to all of the good people that go to conferences, have such great intentions, and they go home and nothing changes. So choose one thing that you learned to implement and then make a plan and actually implement it. One thing. Now, it's good to note two or three things, but you'll come home from events and you're going to have four or five or six things that you want to do. Just choose one. If you choose one and you get it done and you implement that, you can certainly move on to numbers two and three. But if you come home and think, I'm going to do all of these things and it's going to be great, the chances of you doing nothing are pretty darn good. So that is all I have for now. But again, I mentioned earlier in the episode that I do a Facebook Live video every single week on my Dare Success Coaching business Facebook page. So usually I go live on Fridays at noon. And I call these lives Frickin' Friday to go right along with the Frickin' Awesome brand. But this Friday at that time, I'll be in the middle of a keynote for the Polka Dot Powerhouse Celebration in Denver. So I'll be going live on Thursday at noon instead. That's Thursday at noon Central Time, okay? So head over to my Facebook page right now and give it a like. That way on Thursday when I go live, hopefully you'll get the notification. Turn your notifications on so you know when I go live. It's facebook.com/DareSuccessCoaching, all one word, DAIRE Success Coaching. This week, I'll be talking more about all things conference, including Q&A. So as you're listening to this and taking notes, if you didn't have a chance to take notes because you're driving or you're running or what have you, that's okay. Tune in live on Thursday at noon Central Time and we'll do some Q&A right there and then. We'll talk more about conferences, how to get more out of them, what to do when you go, how to choose them, all of those good things. And I can't wait to see you live then. Until then, I want you to remember that you are uniquely poised and wired for success. As Donald Clifton said, your weaknesses will never develop, while your strengths will develop infinitely. Bye for now.